Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
And you certainly are in love with him here in Louisville. Marcus in the open floor.
Get up, get up, get up, get up. Let's get ready for Marcus Mapin. You're about midway to the midday with Marcus Mapin. And you can call in, I lay back and just listen to Marcus Mapin. So sit back and relax and watch Mapin.
Break it down like this.
Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services Studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Mapin on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Mapin and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Mapin. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. And I'm telling you, on my way to work, all just seemed like everything was balancing out with the world. I just couldn't. It was a beautiful drive. Everyone got out of my way like they were supposed to. It was one unmarked vehicle that just let me go about my way. Maybe they just knew I was on my way to, you know, give 93.9 listeners all of the greatest basketball and football and baseball and soccer and volleyball conversation they could muster. And Steve Rummage is in that traffic as well. And Nikki V is in the traffic as well. But for now, Steve Rummage is on his way and Chase is in the booth.
What's up?
It's still what's up, Chase.
Yeah, I know.
It's still what's up.
I know.
I'll have you know, Chase, that I took straight to the VP on your behalf and said it was his responsibility to direct you right to the ESPN Louisville shirts that we have in the back under emergency circumstances. Like, let's see, when our head football coach, one of the most famous Trinity alum in all of the world, is coming into the studio and you decide to troll my head football coach by intentionally wearing a Saint X t-shirt. Did you really do that?
Honestly, at this point, I just should say yes to for the rivalry's sake.
Just own the troll.
It, yeah.
Yeah, because that is one of those things. Like although you might have, you know, upset him, but if he would have found out that you cowered and changed your shirt, yeah, that's kind of like tucking in your chain. I guess, you know what? Yeah. You're right. Just go with it.
Got to live with it.
Yeah, we'll just go with the theory that Chase was bold enough to say, hey, coach, you're my coach. But it's still.
Yeah, I didn't witness him beat St. X's butt every sport that he played in, all three of them.
You're still committed to the rivalry.
Well, 100%. My uncle coach is there. He understands that more than anybody. His dad coached at Trinity, so he gets it.
You're trying to soften up the blow a little bit, huh?
Yeah, but that's an interesting connection, I guess. Not many people get to say that.
Listen, and you know, like I said, I totally get it. It's always a fun conversation. But yes, I did say, come on, Drew. You chase this change up just to make sure we know. Yeah, we're not trolling you, Coach. So here's the thing. I talked about a balance and calm. It's not. It's chaos that's balancing the world. It's we always make this reference. There's a reason we make reference to Thanos so often. There's a reason, because everybody knows that these big multi-billion-dollar productions are always teaching little lessons for the masses that can apply to much of your world. Now, when I say that, everybody is always thinking of the snapping of the finger, but the chaos that led up to it, the chaos that led to the balancing of the world, I feel like we are right in the middle of, and I think you should really, really sit back and enjoy it. Listen, everything that you think is chaos is a process of balancing, and I just started thinking of all the ways it brings out balance. I had a plan. Just not knowing. By the way, I should have known we were going to have Coach Brom on. Why did I know that? Did we not do a good job of promoting it? Or we should have promoted it. However much we promoted it, we should have promoted it twice as much.
You're probably right.
And I've been sick, so I've been kind of off the radar. So I'm just going to blame everybody else. Like, why didn't I get a personal text message from the producer saying everybody should know we're having Coach Brom on? But, you know, I'm past the buck a little bit. I'm going to sit in this window or this box of the talent. Like, I'm not supposed to know these. I'm supposed to wait for the producer to produce the show. Here's the thing. I wanted to talk about the chaos that brings balance. And one of the first things I thought of was Penny Boone. Only to find out that apparently Drew went straight to a question. Let me know that there was one in the inbox. I want to know what Coach Brom had to say with Penny Boone before I go macro.
Well, with college football and the lack of monitoring rules throughout the NCAA and those things that happen, you're going to get numerous teams that through numerous sources are going to spread rumors and make calls and call your players and work behind the scenes to recruit those guys. You're going to get, unfortunately, some agents slash street handlers, handlers of guys that are going to give a lot of bad information to certain people that, you know, if they follow it, then they're going to make bad decisions. And you know what? You can't control it all. But at the same time, you know, we want a football team of guys that fit in, that love being where they're at, that work hard, that understand what we're doing. And if they don't believe in the same thing, then we encourage them to look elsewhere.
Great start.
We've got a second one, yeah.
Let's go with the second.
You seem to be the kind of guy who's lived by that. You do what you say you're going to do. So does something like that, does it piss you off?
Well, like I said, on air, I'm not going to give you a whole lot of...
just the concept of it. I mean, just people suggesting that you're not doing what you said you're going to do.
Well, it doesn't make me mad. I know, you can ask our players and people that have been through here. I think we have a pretty good setup here, and we do a good job of taking care of our guys. And, we want to win here. Mm-hmm. We're going to win, and we're going to work hard to win, and we're going to provide an environment to get that done. There's a lot of other factors now that go into whether someone wants to be somewhere or not, which is fine. That's how the game has gone. But in the end, you've got to be able to play football. You've got to be able to work hard. You've got to be able to be a great teammate. You've got to be able to lay it on the line. And if you can, other good things can happen along the way, that's great. We want that to happen as well.
This has to happen. This has to happen. This Penny Boone situation, it has to happen. Unsubstantiated leaks about transfer portals, unsubstantiated misinformation, it has to happen. You have to have the player that stays so you can appreciate the player that stays. You have to have the player that leaves so you can appreciate the player that stays even more. This has to happen. You have to be able to root out your bad business agents. You're only going to do that, like I said, like this high speed course that we're taking as far as, you know, college, people like to call it the Wild West. Guess what? You had more order in the Wild West than you realize. A name alone is like, nope, his name is good on these streets. You don't touch him. You know, hey, that's so-and-so people. Don't touch, you know, hey. People don't realize, like I said, you can do the, listen, ask my man Steve, did Yellowstone have some natural order, Steve, where you didn't need a lot of, where people kind of figured it out?
Yeah. I
just threw you on the spot.
No, everything just kind of leveled itself out,
yep.
You know, because it was like, at the end of the day, it's the Wild West to an extent, but the people, like when you're, and I'm jumping into your conversation right here, but that's going to happen, man. Again, let me say it again, Chris, my t-shirt idea. If you're not losing players right now, you're probably not a good team, because it just levels itself out, man.
Not only if you're not losing players, do you not have a good team. If you're not losing players, then there's a strong possibility that your staff is either pandering to players or caving to players or sitting around getting manipulated, pushed, and just you know, pushed and tugged and squeezed at every angle if you're not getting that. And here's the thing. In particular with the Penny Boone situation, again, you people know, you know I have more empathy for the player than anybody you'll probably hear talking about these subjects. But here's the thing. The aftermath, the extra commentary about, you know, talking about two or three. What are you talking about? Like a stand, mm-hmm. the standing on business. For those who might not have heard, Penny Boone had a small video clip about how he stands on business everywhere he goes.
Yeah.
And then he follows it up with two or three, like, are you crazy? You know, I'm paraphrasing, you know, and it's like, no, you, that was emotional. I'm glad you showed me how emotional and what you'll do under an emotional circumstance, under the pressure of small disappointment. I don't want to overkill everybody with my feelings on it, but it was so, I was so thankful that it eliminated any doubt to what the situation was. Not doubt for me. Like I said, it's you know, you don't, athlete families like the Brahms, it, you know, especially like coming from my athletic background, you don't question that part of their, you know, of the way how they deal with an athlete. But you get that confirmation when a guy says, talking about two or three before a spring game, you know, and then, you know, I talked about it. The level of ego that you have to have entering a spring game and being mad enough to transfer because a running back from the Miami Hurricanes has the lead on you right now. You know, other running backs who have been in the system are either on par with you, slightly ahead of you, slightly behind you, nipping at your heels. Whatever it is, there's enough level of competition with multiple players that it would shake you. And again, it's okay to be shook.
Especially when Louisville's number two back is about to be, is one of the hotter names outside of the first two, three rounds right now. Isaac Grando, right? Going into the season, he was the number two back. One of the hottest names outside of the first two rounds of the draft.
Solid number two.
Yeah.
Number two. Period.
Had it, yeah.
You were the spell guy.
Yeah.
You were just the spell back. Mm-hmm. You are you telling me that you chose to come to the universe? We're gonna come back to that.
Okay.
I'm gonna circle back around. Are you telling me that you didn't look around at the running back room and see the ebb and flow of the running back room that you're about to join? You didn't know or you didn't see, you know, that there's a possibility that I could be the number two back and be one of the highest if I just stick to it and show what I do. Listen, people, this is a great thing. Listen, when you see the NIL, it's all, I don't want to say celebrate these NIL disasters, but you should celebrate them, because the faster they happen, the faster things rein in, the faster things are going to get balanced out. You get two more 1.2 busts in college. You get two more 1.2 boosters really ponied up for this one. You get a couple of those. You get a couple coaches mixed with a couple crazy buyouts. But we're talking in 15 months. In 15 months, you will see some of the more leveled playing fields. And here's the thing. When I say leveled, I don't mean perfect equality. I don't mean level like that. Here's the thing. Professional sports have a salary cap, but some type of way the big teams can find a way to squeeze in. You know, they make room. You know, you got revenue streams that make a little different. So you're still going to have, you know, some people that know how to finagle the rules a little bit. But here's the thing. The reason I don't panic is because I've seen it work just fine. And I'm sorry to bring this back up. I don't mean to throw it in your face. I'm telling you, all over the world, they call college, high school is called college somewhere else. So if you're in France, it's like, oh, no, you're in college. It's like, no, you're 16. What do you mean, college? No, this is how, four hours of class, you train with the pros, you get a little stipend. The stipend goes to the family. If your family got a little money, you get a little extra. You know, you have a little extra. You know, as a young college, air quote, student, but you're getting paid. You know, you're getting paid, but you're not getting paid like a. And listen, and if you're good, you get bumped up into a little bit of that, whatever professional league you are. Listen, they do it in soccer. They do it in basketball. That's exactly like college now. You actually, if you were going to, you know, draw a diagram, our universities are just now getting caught up to what the rest of the world has been doing. Mm-hmm. And the faster the chaos, you get through the chaos, the closer you're going to get to. And here's the thing. People have just as much pride in their clubs. Instead of saying colleges, you say clubs in Europe and, you know, Asia and everywhere else. And you get the exact same rocking, passionate fan bases that belong to whatever particular club that, you know, there. And I can see it's like a mirror image of each other, minus the early chaos of the, you know, of the United Arab Emirates just trying to stack a team, and then they find out they don't get their return like they want to, and now they realize they got to hire a good manager instead of a money guy, and before you know it, you're back to looking for the best coaches instead of just buying the ultimate players, and it all resets into a perfect balance. And if you got coaches that are steadfast in their philosophies and not letting the tail wag the dog, then you're going to have fun. You're going to have fun watching the building process that we are in the middle of. So, again, it takes you right back to your visits, your NIL that you hear about, the NIL that you don't hear about, the competition that you hear what's going on in other programs. It's like you're going to have to trust more in your staff and your culture of what your coaches are bringing to the table than the star of the player. Now, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, I still want the player. I mean, listen.
Jaden Quaintance is on campus today.
Yeah, I was going to say, he'll be here. Apparently, he'll be here this evening, tonight. So his visit's going to be more tomorrow.
These planes kick in.
Yeah. But there is value to the big-time player. That's why you see, it's funny, Kentucky ran Calipari out of town, and now they're all begging, like, his number one assistant to stay. Try to get Kenny Payne, apparently.
Is that true?
Yeah, I'm like, y'all are trying, and then you're trying to get Coach O. They're like,
Orlando.
Please stay. It's like, oh, so you wanted that a little more than you're acting like. Now all of a sudden that now those big name recruits are like, Kentucky, no. Like, he's casting a wide net. I'm like, yeah, so did Muss. How'd that work out? Kelsey is out here going, I'm pinpointing the guys I want. Boom, one hand, boom. Yeah, now, you don't get them all. But boom, 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 boom. You know, this guy. Jeff Brom, he pinpoints guys.
What about your boy? You decide to troll Jeff Brom.
Oh, yeah. Why are you wearing a Saint X shirt, dude?
Dude, I wake up at 6:15.
Really? Don't think about Jeff Brom's not the first thing on your mind?
It should have been today.
It should have been.
Yeah.
Because he's first thing on my mind all the time.
He's got to appreciate it a little bit, though.
He probably does.
He can hate
did
it, but
hear,
also.
Did you hear the Jeff Brom?
I heard every second of Jeff Brom.
Okay.
It was amazing.
Okay.
Such a great interview.
What stood out to you?
What
just caught you? You know, like I said, just
yeah, yeah. What kind of caught? Well, I mean, just right off the bat, I mean, I thought Drew did a good job asking him, you know, about the with the Penny Boone stuff, with the agents, with everything. But I'm still a sucker for when he talks about Tyler Shuck. When he's talking about, you know, hey, I like what we got here, like some pieces. Also thought it was interesting to hear him say, I played last year the way I had to play. But you could tell he was like, what fun. I want to play fun.
We knew that.
I know. Yeah, I know. But just to hear him say it, you know.
That's one of those. You almost want to retroactively get angry at people who were criticizing the play calling.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And again, it's not even coming from a position of finger wagging,
yep,
you know, and things like that. But it was like, hey, you should appreciate the masterful play calling as is. It's like when these are the only, like, when I have to manufacture a 8-yard handoff, you know,
yeah,
I have to manufacture moving this ball 8 yards when my guy's tight.
I know.
My guy's just tight, y'all. Like, he's not letting it go. So.
But I can acknowledge and appreciate the fact that Jeff Brom moved his play calling around to meet his team and did it good. Won 10 games doing it. But I can also say,
oh, how frustrating has that got to be?
Oh, yeah.
How frustrating has that got to be?
Oh, insanely.
Yeah, just like, and we talked about it during, yeah, I mean, like, it
yeah,
just, I just kind of revisited it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Speaking of, we just stumbled into this. I didn't know at what point was this going to come up during the show today, but I knew it would. I knew it would have to. It just happened to be a little earlier than I expected. So, see, I know you can be traditional. Can you jump outside of the box with me for 1 second?
Let's do it.
And just go down this road.
Okay.
Okay, I'm watching Duke Louisville, right?
The football game.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm watching Duke Louisville. Watching us move the ball, right? I'm, you know, like I say, we're scoring, you know, it's kind of it has a pace that we're well in control, right? Well,
yeah,
in control of the game. Not a lot of gambling. We're 6-1, right? You know, we end up, you know, taking it in halftime.
23-0 game. You know,
when it was 17,
yeah,
nothing, right? We get into this red zone, right? We take 2 sacks.
Yep.
And of course, I was probably like, predicting it, you know, I was probably like, okay, here it comes, Steve, the red, yep, zone screw up, you know?
yep Look, it was the red zone swoon,
yeah. Listen, I would never do this publicly, people, but I guarantee I was waiting for what was my quarterback?
yeah what was that guy's name? Plumley. Jack Plummer.
I was waiting for him to get tight, you know, to get tight in the red zone, because like, coach, like, we all know we can't throw this ball right here, right? Just,
yeah,
you know, and I could see coach looking at me and saying, Marcus, I have to throw this ball. Like, I can see coaches say, like, if we could just listen, Steve, if we could be in the middle of this game, right?
Yeah.
And it's second. Okay, we just had a first down. Okay, your first run, you got five yards.
Yeah.
Now it's second and goal from the 9, right?
Yes.
Now Marcus is just saying, or I say second goal from 9. You get my point.
Yeah.
You're in striking distance, but you're still farther enough away where you just at home. Everybody's like, coach, just run the ball. We don't trust him right now.
Uh huh.
And coach just turned and just, okay, let's pause right here. And just all the stands, everybody freezes in the stands. And me and coach are talking. And he says, Marcus, if I take the ball out of his hands right now, I might as well bench him for the rest of the year. And I know what he's saying is the truth. But I'm 6-1. And all I see is 7-1 and 8-1. And I want to get there. And he has to build out the season. Mm-hmm. You know what he does? He calls a pass play.
Yeah.
And you know what happens? We get sacked. And he's like, it has to happen, Marcus. He said, Jeff Brom turns to me and says, Marcus, aren't you the one that always says the chaos has to happen before we get to the next? And I say, yeah, coach, you're right.
Yeah.
So we end up, I don't know if we took 2 sacks in a row. We get to 3rd-and-18, right? So this is what happens, Steve. He hands the ball off. He pushes it up. Gains about 15, 6, look, about 14 yards. We get our linemen, get behind them.
Yeah,
start doing the scrum, the rugby scrum. And we get them about down to the 4-yard line, right? So it's 4th down. And now here's where I want you to get outside the box.
Okay. Listen.
Is there any way that I personally can convince the fan base to reverse the way they treat that situation?
I'll tell you what.
Does that make sense? Where I'm kind of headed with that?
I think there is.
Did you hear that booing when he decided? He said, field goal. And it was like, ooh!
See,
and
I was like, I think there is, because I remember that game. Mark Blankenbaker and myself were watching that game, and I remember being so comfortable when we were kicking field goals. Because I was like, here's the thing. Duke, people don't score on Duke
right.
in the red zone.
Right.
They're tough. I mean, I remember we were having this conversation this whole game. So we kicked the field goal. I'm like, at that point, Jeff Brom knows it's more important to keep that number going up,
yep.
Because they can break something. But when you get in the red zone, Florida State couldn't score on them. Clemson couldn't score on them. We couldn't score on them. Like, they're tough to score on. This year they were. I don't know about next year, but this year they were.
Coach is gone, right?
I think so. Yeah, left. Coach. Went to
A&M.
Elko. Yeah, Elko. He something went like to A&M. Yeah, right. But yeah, it was like. So I think there is. I think the more big boy football we're starting to play, the more people are going to start to kind of, okay.
So you understand where I'm coming from, where I'm like, you know what? He could have really used a cheer right there.
Because I'm booing. I'm boo guy in that situation.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
But even me in that game was like, no, I get this.
That's you exactly gotta rack what up I was points. Going through. And listen. You know how it is. You get in this game and you're watching it for another game. You really don't even remember. Like, you remember the result, but you don't remember how you got there. And you're like, when I'm seeing it, I'm like, no, he's got to take the points. Like, this is a tough defense. And, you know, you got Oben over here. You got Blades over here or something. And I'm just like, no, you got to take these points. And they're just, boo!
I know.
Like, wait a minute. We're 6-1 and he's taking the points against
Duke. We're about to beat Duke, who at the time was top 20.
Yes, Steve. And like I said, and I'm just like, look, I'm in my house like, shut up.
I know.
Shut up, everybody. Like, I was going through that. So I'm like, yeah, hey, y'all. Going into this season, we have to support that. We have to support that. Like, show how knowledgeable of a fan base we can be.
But I'll give credit to Jeff Brom again, and that's what he kind of said this morning. Jeff Brom doesn't take that personally, though. I think Jeff Brom is so Louisville himself that he's like,
yeah, I know what they're
doing. Yeah, I get it. I'm not happy about it either. I wish I could just play action, And I wish I had the arm here. I could just hit this. I got to play.
Not the arms. Don't even say arm. I wish I had the guy with the nerves.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
It was nerves.
Yeah,
it was nerves.
But it's like if I, like, you know, Jeff Brohm's like, I have a play right here that I'm pretty high percentage. I could hit that guy going right across the middle. But if I call it, he's not going to throw it. Let's take the points. Because what you didn't want to do is, let's say you don't get those two field goals. Now Duke scores a touchdown. That's 16-7. Yeah. Yeah. It's like, oh, God. You know, now they kick a field goal. Playboy. Now it's 16-10. It's like, oh, well, that 23, it was like, this game's over.
Was there not a more hell game that we've ever watched than Duke Lamar?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Was that not the worst?
Coming off that Clemson game.
Oh, my God. Do you remember that?
Yeah, it was gross.
Oh, it just, they scraped bubble screened us to, I mean, they. Oh, my God. It was the equivalent to those high school teams that don't have a shot clock where they just sit the guy out there at half court and he just holds the ball under his. Duke, that was the most masterful, slow-paced game.
Oh, my gosh. That was Cutcliffe, wasn't it?
Yes.
Ugh.
Yeah, he was going to prove a point with that.
Ugh.
He was going to ruin the run with that game right there.
Yeah.
I'm going to intentionally frustrate them by bringing down all the numbers, the statistical numbers. I'm going to frustrate Bobby, Lamar, and all those other receivers over there by just, oh, God. And they would fight and just get, I mean, it was third and six. And they would just bubble screen and get 6.5. And they would be like, oh, God, another four of these. And they would run the clock down to 1 second.
And then finally, that sweet angel Jeremy Smith broke one, like 80 yards. It was like, and he was not the guy you thought was going to break it. And it was like, oh, my God, thank you.
But you know what? But it's funny when you know you're more talented, you're just like anybody. Just like we have to have somebody on this team that can break this away.
Somebody,
just do something now.
Okay.
So you enjoyed your trip this morning?
Oh yeah. Is it
for public consumption?
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. You're going to start hearing a lot more on this show about it with me and my journey on. I started on the Tri-State Men's Clinic today. Went in there, got a lot of information that I needed. You know, it's especially when you've played sports growing up and you're like, I'm always tired. I'm always, something's going on. Like, look, we're all guys.
And you don't know how much his war dad is wearing tear.
Yeah, I know.
Much.
Well, and he said it perfectly to me. He said, most people, he said, I can see you. He said, most people like you. He said, what are you going to do? He said, you're a fight through it guy. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm just going to fight through it. I'm all right. He's like, and it's like just a simple, let's get a read on this. Mm-hmm. Let's get an injection on this. Let's figure it out, you know? And it's like, but I understand, man. It's tough for us guys to be like, well, I'm always tired all the time.
I took 2 Advil.
Yeah.
I was, listen.
Yeah.
I called myself names in the mirror that I'm not proud of.
I know. So, man, going in there, talking with Dr. Evans, it was such an enlightening thing. You're going to hear so much more about it from me. I'm going to keep you updated kind of on my journey with it, though. Started some injections today and really excited about it, man, over there at Tri-State Men's Clinic. So I'll be heading back over there weekly. And like I said, I'll be talking a lot more about it on the show.
Tri-State Men's Clinic, quick commercial break on 939 The Ville.
You can give it to your girl, share it with a squirrel, buy her by the case, pour it in your face. L.A., the sun's drink of tomorrow. L.A., a new kind of taste. L.A., the subject of tomorrow. L.A., it's from another place. Crisp, clean, L.A.
Your home is your fortress, and your first line of defense is your roof. So if your roof is under attack by either Mother Nature or Father Time, you should be calling Citadel Roofing and Construction. Citadel Roofing and Construction is locally owned and operated, will provide free inspections, estimates, and of course they'll work with your insurance. Did I also mention their A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau? Let Citadel Roofing and Construction protect the roof that protects you by calling 502-219-7964 today.
Swing for the fences at BetMGM by boosting your next same game parlay. Add an MLB SGP wager to your bet slip and activate your parlay boost token. If your bet with the token applied hits, you'll get a bigger payout. It's like driving in multiple runs with one big hit. Now is the perfect time to try a boost token, even if you're a rookie placing a baseball same game parlay in the majors for the first time. Your BetMGM parlay can include bets on the money line, run line, total, and much more. Plus, make sure to check out our signature bets for this baseball season, where you can wager on fun props and scenarios for a game. Go to your BetMGM account today to claim your same game parlay boost token to get a larger payout from a winning MLB wager. Make all nine innings even more exciting with BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks and official sports betting partner of MLB. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. Kentucky only. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Louisville fan Steve Rummage here. We all know the importance of making the right hire, especially when the stakes are high. In basketball and in real estate, the right leadership makes all the difference. Just because someone seems nice or they're a friend of the family doesn't mean they're the right person for the job. Hire someone with a proven track record of success, like you've heard me say for years. Call Josh Jarbo. Josh and the team at RE/MAX Empire are turning tough plays into big wins, ensuring your real estate experience is nothing short of a slam dunk. And in need of financing? Say no to amateur moves and go with the best. With Motto Mortgage A2Z, you're getting the MVP of treatment. No more pain, just gains. So when you're ready to make your next big play in real estate, remember, with RE/MAX Empire and Motto Mortgage A2Z, it's always a full court press towards success. They're here to assist you in scoring the perfect property and navigating the financial hoops with ease. Call Josh Jarbo, 502-216-7590, and let's achieve those real estate goals with championship precision.
Josh Jarbo, principal broker, owner of RE/MAX Empire and co-founder of Motto Mortgage A to Z, NMLS number 225-6125. Each office is independently owned and operated. Motto Mortgage A to Z is an equal house lender.
Hey, Cards fans. Do you or a loved one suffer from gout? Gout is a very painful form of arthritis that can also lead to kidney and heart disease. I bet you didn't know there's now a Gout Center of Excellence right here in Louisville. They use the most up-to-date clinical guidelines and FDA-approved treatments to get you relief fast. If you have gout, be sure to call the Gout Center of Excellence at 502-719-2472 or visit them online at ralouisville.com. And be sure to tell them Marcus sent you.
Hey Louisville, are you looking for great food, great beer, and a great time? This is Dominique with Noble Funk Brewing Company. We are a family-owned and operated destination for craft beer and pizza located in Old Louisville. Noble Funk offers a wide variety of rotating brews with a mouth-watering lunch and dinner menu, as well as games to entertain the whole family. Our location also makes for a great event venue from everything from family celebrations to corporate gatherings and weddings. Check us out at Noble Funk Brewing on Facebook and Instagram and at noblefunk.com for more info. We're excited to see you.
Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, historic rivalries tip off with shareable bites, and every shot you take is a game winner. All season long, you're balling with 29-degree beer, courtside seats, and scenic views. I mean, where else can you pair wall-to-wall hoops with hard-to-find whiskey? Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
Stick around after the sun sets. Twin Peaks is open really late. Wind down with bourbon and late night bites.
I've been in this wheelchair for about 8 years now. People always ask, what happened? So I tell them, I was in a car crash. The thing is, I wasn't the driver or a passenger. I wasn't in the car at all. I was just walking down the street, and now I'll never walk again. Please, Kentucky, be safe and look out for pedestrians. Buckle up and put the phone down.
Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices. And when you download the Kroger app, you can enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. Plus, you can earn fuel points to save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. And with a Boost membership, you'll save even more with double fuel points and free delivery. So you can always save big every day with our savings and rewards. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Men, this is Jeff for Tri-State Men's Health. The one you love is the light of your life. And if you're like most of us, you want to do whatever you can to nurture your relationship. But if you're suffering with erectile dysfunction, you know the impacts the condition is likely having on you and your partner. ED is a relationship destroyer. It can contribute to depression, distancing, conflicts, and even breakups and divorce. And what's so disturbing about this is that most men who suffer with ED can be successfully treated, but a lot of guys don't seek treatment when they should. At Tri-State Men's Health, we have protocols that are effective in well over 90% of cases. In fact, if you're like most guys, you could be having great sex within a day or two of your first appointment and maybe find you're performing like you haven't in a long time. So call Tri-State Men's Health today. Your initial visit is only $99 and includes blood work, a medical consult, and if medically advised, a test dose. And if that test dose doesn't work in the office, your visit is free. Call 800-900-9654 or go to tristatemenshealth.com. We have 6 offices across the tri-state area to serve you.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. While we're rolling along, let me take a second to remind everybody that temperature control is and always will be one of the most valuable resources one could have. If you agree with that sentiment, then DFH Company is most certainly the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222 or you can look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Make sure you look into the Mitsubishi Mini Split, like the one we use here at the 93.9 Studios for that hard to heat, hard to cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222 or look them up online at dfhcompany.com. So, Terrence Edwards Jr.
Yeah.
Is the number 9 per On3 committed player in a transfer portal?
They must not know he committed to us.
They've gotten fair to us, Steve.
We'll see. They still have their moments where it's like, oh.
Okay, that's like having Nikki in the booth with us. Like, you know, he has his moments, but don't you think he's getting better?
Aw.
Yeah, but I feel like Nick likes us, though. His moments are just him.
Aw.
Yeah, I'm like, well, here's the thing. Today, Ali Khalifa is about to be on campus or is already on campus. Then Jaden Quainitz and Abubakar Traore is going to be on campus tonight. So most of their visit, even though it's a Thursday visit, will be tomorrow.
What's the weather?
One thing's supposed to be beautiful. I don't know if they'll be at the spring game or not. I would assume they probably will be.
Why wouldn't you?
Right? But then it goes right back. Trey Townsend.
Are you putting out Beacon spring game people?
Yeah, get out there.
Do your job.
Get out there. And if you see
do your job
acquaintance, you see Abubakar Traore.
And trust me, you'll know what they
Yeah, you'll have an idea who they are.
You don't have to ask them.
yeah, it's like, okay, that's definitely him. But then Saturday, you turn around, you've got Corin Johnson. Boopy Miller's not going to take a visit anymore.
Okay.
He won't be here, the kid from Wake Forest, which I think that's a little bit of a product of Louisville's kind of starting to stack up at a position. Even Trilly Donovan, I think, is saying now that Maddox feels like he's leaning Xavier, because I think there's a little more of a spot there, especially with Louisville getting Edwards, Louisville then getting Hadley. And I've talked to some people that feel really confident Louisville's going to get Corin Johnson from who, by the way, if you haven't watched Corin Johnson, listen, him and Trey Townsend will be here Saturday, which also, by the way, apparently over at Lynn Family Stadium, Rutherford was saying it's going to be like Harlow, and I guess Kelsey probably brings some recruits over there, and you know, it's that some other head coaches. So it's
some little extra.
Lynn Family is supposed to be pretty lit. So on Saturday night,
Thunder,
yeah. Okay. But Lynn Family Stadium always, it's the best way to go.
Yeah,
I loved you it. Saying that. Had a blast. Just be ready to hang out for a little while. Afterwards,
traffic wise,
yeah, just hang out. It makes it easier. Just hang out, or you can go sit in your car.
Yeah, good bathroom.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's perfect. But I'm saying all that to say, I mean, listen, Corin Johnson. I watched videos of him playing in the Jamal Crawford League out there in Washington. Mm-hmm.
which is
this dude,
the pro-am.
Yeah.
The serious pro-am.
Dude, I'm talking, this dude has the ball on a string. I mean, and he played, which, by the way, we have a coach that just signed on from Garfield High School alum, Peyton Siva, Corn Johnson, Garfield alum.
Wow.
Yeah, so that doesn't hurt.
Purely coincidental.
Listen, yeah, right. But, dude, I'm talking full sprint. Corn Johnson takes it around. The dude's back, comes back around with it. I mean, it was like, is that hot? He had his hair out. It was like, I was like, this is not the same guy.
You know, my first thought, though, is, I don't know. Is Coach going to let you get away with that?
No, you can't do that in an actual game.
Yeah,
can do that, though, you enjoy seeing that because it's like, oh, okay.
I was like, he's a tad bit rambunctious.
Yeah.
But you got to have, how many of those? You got to have two of those, right?
Yeah. Listen, he was sixth man of the year in the Pac-12. Like, that's a big get. Now, again, Khalif on campus today, Townsend, Quaintance, and Abubakar Traore. This a big few days.
Who do I got right there?
Damian.
Damian, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Hey, Steve, Marcus. Thanks for taking my call. Steve, I'm really hyped about Corin Johnson coming on campus, but I am just a little concerned about something. Don't you think we need to take another guard if we do get Corin Johnson? The only reason why I say that is because, I mean, I want us to focus on the front court, you know, get another center along with more front court players, but I feel like we need another guard, and it's kind of disheartening to hear that Maddox is leaning towards Xavier. So if they do get Corin Johnson this weekend, do you think they'll take just one more guard just to be on the safe side, or do you think they'll possibly try to get Nick Boyd to commit or soon, or what about the guy from Alabama that has a connection with Word of God? I know that they put in a couple of crystal balls towards him. Do you think that he'll come and play if we do get Corin Johnson? I just wanted to pick your brain, get your thoughts on that. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. Yeah, I do. Well, now, and don't forget, we'll have Rain Smith as well. So let's say you do get Corin Johnson. You have Rain Smith. You have Javon Hadley. Terrence Edwards Jr. and Corin Johnson, and I do think they'll take another guard. Rather that be Cosby from Alabama that pops up.
And,
you know,
and when you say guard, I believe Damian was kind of saying ball handler.
Like
heavy, more of a pure ball handler.
That's what I think too, because I think that's the system we're going to see. Like we talked about this the other day. I don't know that it's like, okay, you got to have a small forward in the middle there. Mm-hmm. So that's why I do think they'll take another guard, possibly two.
Yeah, right.
Like, I wouldn't be shocked if they took two more guards and you had 6 to 7 ball handling guys on the team, and then you add in guys like
Scott,
Khalifa, guys like Townsend, guys like, you know, Quaintance, if you got any of them, of course, you know.
How many more?
Scott. Sorry.
You need another Scott.
Did you hear Jeff Goodman and those guys talking about? They said he's got, they think he'll play in the league.
I think he got a world of potential, but he's still young. So if you say if you get Khalifa, you think they're a good balance act?
Yeah, I mean, well, the thing is, I mean, you want more than, to me, let's say you got Khalifa, and then we had Khalifa and Scott.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, you're still taking Towns and Acquaintance.
Mm-hmm.
You take them all four, I think.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I'm getting guards. And
stop saying Acquaintance.
What's that?
That's one of the ones I don't dare to dream. Just
well, I know. I mean, yeah, I don't disagree. But if you get them on campus, you have a shot.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I'm getting comfortable with Pat Kelsey saying, yeah, no, if I get them on campus, I got a shot. He hadn't closed them all, but he's closed some.
But when we're making rosters for next year, I can't play with quite yet. Because I feel like my whole outlook change.
Well, I mean, I don't disagree with that, but
stick him on there.
But yeah, but it also changes if I get the Sun Belt Player of the Year, and I did, and it changes if you get a Pac-12 Sixth Man of the Year, and it changes if you get a Oakland Conference Player of the Year. You know, so I mean,
that's Oakland, Steve.
Yeah, I know. What could they do?
How many years have I had to fight against that? Now I'm gonna just turn to that guy. It's James Madison. It's Oakland. Long Beach State, Steve.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, like they can't be good. Sorry, I was reading this text. This was very disheartening.
I'm listening.
String of text. I don't think they were being, but it was just like, we have enough 6'2 guys. The next text was, I like Scott, but I hope we get a bigger big. I'm like, Jesus God, dude. Guys, the roster's not even halfway complete, man.
Not even. It's 30. It's right now. It's at 30%.
Yeah, every guy we get is not going to be a starter. Corin Johnson, Edwards Jr., Hadley, Townsend, and JQ. That's the starting five I need. Yeah, that would be.
They literally, look, you put your 15 spots, and then they just find out where's the empty spot at?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a.
Yep, everything. I'm disappointed until we get that spot right there. Cool. The 8, 9, 10 spot.
Anything you like about the roster so far?
That's what I want to say. I want to say, please tell me what you like. Give me one thing you like.
Yeah.
And, like I said, when you do a list, you say pros and cons. Not just
I know.
Not just the cons. Nick, you go ahead and play us out so we can reset the second hour. Rolling along, listen, we're having a good time. Like I said, appreciating each of the little win. We never talked about that Cal Craft situation, did we?
The what?
The Cal Craft situation.
Cal Craft.
Never mind. Maybe some other time. We're rolling along. 93.9 The Ville.